The 30,000-member Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska set up the government-to-government meetings. President Richard Peterson says representatives heard about potential and existing pollution from British Columbia mines near rivers that flow into Alaska.
I think we gave them some of our concerns and questions and whatnot. That gives them the chance to kind of go back and now have that next conversation that's a little more action-based and promissory in nature.
The federal officials met with tribal government and Native corporation leaders from Juneau, Ketchikan, Saxman, Douglas, and Kassan during the August 9th through 11th meetings. Peterson says they talked about water quality monitoring along fish and wildlife-rich transboundary rivers. He says the federal officials expressed interest in supporting the effort.
And we were able to use that as an opportunity to push for more funding for activities region-wide so that other communities can do that baseline analysis that needs to take place.
State Department and EPA public affairs staff offered no comment on the meetings or any commitments made. That's common for federal agencies. But Peterson says they agreed to hold further meetings, which will happen this fall in Washington, D.C. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott and other state officials presented their concerns at the meetings. He says they brought up a U.S.-Canada Boundary Waters Treaty that includes a commission tasked with resolving such conflicts.
We emphasize that if, when, how, in what manner that the IJC, the International Joint Commission, might be engaged, that we would be, number one, welcome it, number two, be part of it to the degree that that was appropriate.
Mallott heads up a state task force on transboundary mine concerns. He says his team also brought up the need for more federal support.
To put it mildly, Alaska is resource constrained, at least fiscal resource constrained right now. And these collaborations and network building is very important.
Alaska and British Columbia officials have been discussing the state's concerns for more than a year. A statement of cooperation detailing ways Alaska can provide more input into mine decisions is nearing a final draft. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.